Loggeria.
Welcome to Loggeria, the podcast where we word vomit about entertainment. My name is Clark Hubbard.
I'm Emma.
Corey here.
I didn't need to say my last name, but I did anyways. So, welcome to the first episode of Loggeria. We're just going to word vomit about movies, TV shows, music, and honestly, whatever we want, because we have freedom today.
We are America. Free Americans.
All right. So, the first segment that we're going to talk about today, if I can actually pull it up on my phone, we're going to talk about who you've been loving recently. So, we're each going to have 1 minute to talk about... What was that? One more time.
You got to say it.
Who you've been loving recently. That's good. That's good. We should get that on a keyboard or something like that. And just like one more time. Ready, ready?
Obviously,
who you've been loving recently. That's good. All right. So in this segment, we're each going to have 1 minute to talk about a movie, 1 minute to talk about a TV show, and 1 minute to talk about an artist that we've been listening to recently. So I'll take this first minute, and then we're just going to rotate around. So what do you guys want to do first of those three options?
So do movie.
Movies first. All right. My minute begins now. So I haven't been watching movies recently because I've been very busy in school, but I liked Edgar Wright's Baby Driver. Saw that over the summer. It was a really good film. So the thing that I liked the most about Baby Driver was how Wright actually lined up the music with the rest of the movie. It worked out super well. I've got my own timer, Corey. Get away from me.
You get done. Start mine.
All right. Well, you just wasted 5 of my seconds. All right. So it's a really good movie, though. Lots of great characters. I thought the good guys weren't stereotypically good in a way that they normally are. So it was like, oh, I can actually identify with these people. And, oh, things don't work out exactly the way that you would want them to. So it felt real to life. So solid soundtrack. Felt real to life. It was also a very funny movie. All of Wright's films have been really solid in that regard. Also, some of the best car chases, like, just recorded.
Yes.
Fantastic car chases. So I really appreciated that. And that's been 51 seconds, but I'm out. So, Emma, 1 minute.
Does anyone have a timer for me?
Starting now.
Okay, so I've been loving recently La La Land, which I know came out a little while ago, but literally in class, one of my professors brought up La La Land and we started to discuss it. I started crying. And the whole class. I started crying because he asked me what I thought of the ending. And I, like, before I even got 2 words out, I just started crying because I feel so emotionally attached to those characters.
So are you in the back of this classroom or like the front? Where are you?
I'm right in the middle.
Just right in the middle. Yeah. So everybody's just
Everyone's
turning.
Literally
everybody's
watching.
Turning.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. And
beautiful.
I was like, I'm going to start crying.
So, like, good storyline. What else?
Oh, it's such a good storyline. I'm a big musical buff. So, of course, that got me. But I know that's not everyone. So I loved the music, loved the storyline. I loved the characters. I thought the character development was really good up until the very end, which is why I started crying.
Okay.
So
actors, actresses, what do you think about them?
Oh my gosh, I love Emma Stone. I love Emma Stone so much. So I love anything by her. And so I love all
good stuff. Corey, 1 minute starting now.
Okay. So in terms of movies, one of the movies that I've seen recently was Creep. It's not a very popular film, I don't think, but it's sort of
that's a Radiohead song.
Horror. Yeah, not that song, the movie, though. It's where there's this guy, and he's creepy, and it's, I don't know, it's like a thriller.
Have you guys seen Psycho, that Hitchcock movie where the guy's a psycho?
I don't know, I don't want to tell you so much about it, because, I mean, the plot twists and things
movie?
are it's like a thriller, horror.
Okay, so what'd you like about it, though?
It's the fact that it's very unpredictable, and if you watch a lot of horror films and things like that, it's not relying on supernatural anything. It's just that this guy is really quirky.
It's creepy.
And you get like really drawn in, and there's so many plot twists and surprises that are not jump scares. It's a very solid film.
Acting wise?
Oh, great acting. There's only 2 characters, but they both carry it well.
Okay. How does that work with 2 characters? Also, how much time do you have left?
Oh, I ran out of time already. I stopped talking. I followed the rules.
All right. Well, it's TV shows now. So 1 minute for me starting now. So I realize that I'm behind the times, but I was homeschooled. So give me a little bit of a break here. I started watching Mad Men earlier this semester, which has been a lot of fun because unlike in the modern day, we have a bunch of creepy, chauvinistic guys high up in business. Oh, that's still the modern day. Anyways, it's been a lot of fun. Good experience. So I like Mad Men because it's pretty realistic to life. It's also very cynical. So I'm a cynical person, so that may not have been the best decision, but it's been good so far. John Hamm is a fantastic actor. I don't know why he isn't Batman. Like, that makes a lot of sense to me. Can you see Hamm as Batman? I would really appreciate that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how mad are the men in Mad Men?
Like an 8. They're always so angry.
Oh, man.
All the men.
Oh, man. I need to watch it.
Yeah, you do. So, good show. Really good music. Killer opening soundtrack. And I always get mad when Netflix is like, would you like to skip it? Because no, I don't want to skip that. Because
no,
it's so
Netflix,
good.
I don't.
Absolutely not. Emma, 1 minute for a TV show.
All right. My TV show is Riverdale, which I know everyone is talking about lately. I didn't watch Riverdale until someone told me I looked exactly like Betty. And I was like, okay, well, I got to check this out.
She is a Betty.
Wow.
I guess I'm Betty.
I see it now, even though I've never seen
Riverdale. Just Halloween, it was a good time. But honestly, I wasn't sold at the beginning because it has the weirdest script I've ever heard in my entire life.
So, like, give us a brief.
I don't know. The things they say aren't things that normal people say. It's like they're reading, like, an old-timey book sometimes. It's very weird. But it is the best story I've seen in a show for a long time, and I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
But, like, every single episode, something new is happening, and it's... like, you're always on the edge of your seat. There's never a time when you're not.
Is it, like, in a soap opera-y way, or, like, Game of Thrones? Like, oh, all this bad stuff's happening.
Who dies next? Or
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, it's more like, yes, kind of. Okay. I've never seen Game of Thrones, but...
haven't either, but...
but, yeah, it's kind of... it's a little bit soap opera-y. They're all high schoolers.
But still works.
But it's good. I don't usually like dramas, so...
good
it's
stuff.
A big win for me.
Corey, 1 minute. Go.
For TV shows, I've been watching The 100, which is not super old, but it's not extremely new. The new season.
How many people are on that show?
100.
I can't tell you that. There's more than one, less than a million. But there's 4 seasons out, and I'm on season 3 right now, and it is pretty great. Already in the beginning of season 3, a lot has changed since season 2. Not in terms of like plot or whatever, but just the way that the producers and directors are, you know, handling the show, which I'm feeling some type of way about, but I don't know. But it has been pretty good. I started watching it. I watched like the first episode, and before I knew it, I was sort of hooked, and I watched like the first 2 seasons over the course of a weekend, and it was pretty good. They're really compelling characters with a lot of different tensions and a lot of deep backgrounds that are linking them all together, which is what I love in any type of entertainment.
Absolutely.
I've only heard good things about the 100. That's like on my list.
So I know we're past the 1 minute, but didn't like a bunch of kids show up? I heard you and Joel talking about it, and just like the next season there were just kids.
there was this one point where we're like, all right, people who are surviving, trying to make it out here on our own, and then all of a sudden there were no kids surviving, and then there were small children, and I'm like,
like how old?
Like 5 or 6 year olds came out of nowhere but the time jump was like 3 months, so I'm not sure what happened there. But
so it's like clone troopers are just growing way faster than they're supposed to.
I think it's
like
exactly
that. Whoa, Star Wars tie-in, the 100, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, 1 minute for artists we've been listening to recently. So because of my advanced grammar class, strangely enough, I've been listening to a lot of Fountains of Wayne, you know, the early 2000s, like sort of punk. You know, Stacey's Mom's Got It Going On. We've all heard this song.
Okay.
One-hit wonder.
Lost.
Yeah, no. Okay, well, they're not they shouldn't be a one-hit wonder because they're beautiful. They make amazing music. Their album, Welcome Interstate Managers, I've been listening to it on repeat, one of the most solid albums that I've heard in a while. There's one country song that I always skip. I don't know why they did that, just for fun. But they're really good because they're funny, but they also don't take themselves too seriously. So even when they're funny, they're like, we're also sort of making fun of ourselves. Really interesting mix of sounds. There's slow, more balladic. There are more balladic songs.
It's like a disease.
You sound like a disease.
You have a balladic ulcer.
You have a balladic ulcer. But it's a solid album all the way through, and there are good artists as well, so definitely recommend checking them out.
Oh, am I already going? Okay, so mine is Sam Smith. I've always loved Sam Smith, but he came out with a new album fairly recently. I don't remember what it's called, but it is so... it's good because it's still him. I always worry when people come out with new albums that they're going to go a different way. Subtweet Taylor Swift. But
oh my gosh.
I loved Sam Smith on this one because he was still himself, but he kind of found a different, you know, side of himself, I think. He's still a lot of ballads, a lot of classic Sam Smith ballads, but he's also kind of going a little bit of a pop way, which I really appreciate. And he's also exploring a lot of different topics other than just like love. He's exploring like religion a little bit in a couple of songs, and homosexuality in a couple of songs, and I mean, love too, but a lot of different things, which I appreciate because not every song is the same. In fact, they're all really different. Yeah. So,
any favorite songs from the album that you can think of?
I like Pray.
Okay.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's
I think
got,
actually.
Like, a choir behind him.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Good stuff. Corey?
So I've been listening to Leanne LaHavis. She is, I'm not exactly aware of how popular she is in terms of do people know of her or not, but I have a friend who just put me onto some of her music. She has a song called Unstoppable, which is, I think, decently popular. And then another one of her popular songs is called Midnight. And those are, like, two of my favorite songs. I actually like the Unstoppable remix more than Unstoppable. But they're both is a good song.
Shameful.
I usually hate the remixes of most songs, but Unstoppable remix is pretty good. It has a different sound than a lot of the other things on my playlist. It's not a super, like, generic. All right, it's a pop song with the same snare in the background and the same bass and all that sort of stuff. It's more of an R&B feel, and she has an amazing voice. And
like, who are some similar artists?
Well, that's the thing. I think one of the reasons why I like her so much is that she's not like anybody else I listen to.
Interesting. Good stuff. All right, so with that, let's move into our next segment. This is called Ripe Fruit, because you have to pick the good one, and we're going to... We're going to try to come up with a better title for this.
I'll go first.
But okay. The way this is going to work is we're going to ask, there's going to be three rounds, and you're going to ask each person to your left and your right about artist or something music related, TV, something TV related, or something movie related. Corey, you want to go first, though?
Okay, so do I have to do a certain one first? Because I was going to do a movie one first.
Let's do movie round. Corey, go for it.
All right, so the person to my right is Clark, so I'm asking Clark.
You're right.
So... Are you thinking, so Star Wars, the original trilogy or the second trilogy?
The prequel trilogy?
The prequel trilogy.
I prefer the first trilogy, the original from 70s to the 80s. And I'm not a hater on the prequel trilogy, but I'm also not one of those people who's like, the prequel trilogy is a work of art. And did you see Ring Theory? It's actually really complex. He wrote bad dialogue on purpose. That's awful. So the original trilogy, absolutely. I don't love the brother-sister kissing, but you know what? I'll let George Lucas just
do his thing. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Do I answer the same question?
Corey, you got to ask Emma a question.
To both questions?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, did you prefer Rogue One or Episode 7? Did you see both of those?
If you didn't, you have to make one up. Yeah. Which one did you like more? Which one?
Based off the names.
Rogue One.
Okay, did you like Rogue One more?
Wait, is that the one with the girl who's like.
Yeah, the girl who does the thing. And she goes to that place.
Y'all, I'm not a big Star Wars person. I'm like,
but which one did you like more, Emma?
Rogue One.
Rogue One. I'm going with Rogue One.
So what did you not like about Episode 7? What was
was it? I mean, I think Rey was a great character in
just
Finn.
The stuff in the place.
Okay. Good stuff. Corey, I can't remember what the movie's called. What's the Rosebud movie? Do you like Casablanca or Citizen Kane more, Corey?
I think Citizen Kane is a better movie overall.
Yeah.
The characters in the plot are much more compelling.
You've seen both of them several times.
For sure. Casablanca.
You know, the movie with the airplane.
Blanca,
White House.
Yeah.
It's about the president.
You know, Casablanca was all right, but I think next time you got to come to the table with more to offer if you're going to try to beat Citizen Kane, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is a multiple choice. Which is your favorite Shrek movie, Emma?
Oh, my gosh. Where did you come up with these? Whichever one has the most donkey in it.
Ooh, wow.
Probably the first.
Isn't there?
All right, Shrek
number
one.
Does one of them, like, have a side quest for donkey? I feel like I remember seeing this, but I don't know.
The side quest? I don't know. Maybe the third. He has kids in one of them.
Donkey needs his own movie.
That's
with the
too
dragon.
Far.
He has a dragon.
There are donkey
yes.
kids. Don Kaggins.
Oh my gosh.
They're called
so
Don Kaggins.
I don't. Okay.
Don Kaggins.
Don Kaggins.
Okay.
All right, Emma.
Bag and Don Kaggins.
Oh.
Quiz us.
Okay. Any movie?
Movies, yeah. Like,
oh gosh.
Corey and myself both
have
them.
I'm thinking about this.
You have to.
All right. Which is better? Les Mis or Sound of Music?
No, I had to say Les Mis. I'm all about
you're
the French
boy.
Yeah, sorry.
Oui, oui,
French Revolution. The 1830s revolution, not the
1790s.
The 1789 revolution. But, you know, I just think it was very compelling. All the music, Hugh Jackman, it's great.
I think I know that whole album, like completely memorized.
It's the Jackman album?
The, yeah, well.
Yeah. Is that what
it's called?
Hey, you know, that's what they call it.
I don't think they called it Jackman.
You know the album where Javert and Jean Valjean are yelling at each other at the same time? Like confrontation where they're on the circle stage and
yes.
I can do both of those at the exact same time. I'm not going to show you now, but sometimes
show us now.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I can't do it right now. Some other episode. Okay. I'll sing both parts.
I'm filing that.
We might have to start a video YouTube channel or something. I don't know.
A video YouTube channel?
As opposed to an audio YouTube channel.
I love those audio YouTube channels, Corey. Emma, I have to have a question now.
Oh gosh.
Don't leave me hanging.
I really should have been thinking about this.
It's okay.
Okay, which is better? Fault in Our Stars, or
I've seen that for sure.
Green.
Or any other romantic high school movie.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow, this is gonna be close, but I think I'm gonna choose any other romantic high school movie.
Wow.
Just because I like those ones. They've got better characters, better.
Which one specifically?
Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko is your favorite
high school romance.
There's some death in that movie and horror and a bunny that is anthropomorphic, but I'm going to call it a romance. There's some holding hands and stuff.
Okay.
This is high school.
All right.
High school.
Good question. All right. It's time for TV shows.
All right. The question about TV shows. So you watched, Emma, both Stranger Things seasons, right?
I did not.
Okay. Clark?
I've seen the first one, so ask me a question about both of them.
Okay, so which one is better?
Man, I just think I think Stranger Things season 2, it just couldn't quite hold up, you know? Like, it was still good, but it just wasn't quite the level. And I'll let you know for sure when I actually watch it, but Stranger Things 2.
But I've actually heard that too.
Okay.
Wow. To be honest.
All right, so Emma, who's your favorite character in Rivendell?
Rivendale?
River. Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson.
Riverdale.
Definitely Betty. Because,
She
looks like me.
Okay.
But two, she has this dark side that they haven't quite revealed yet, but they keep alluding to.
Oh, boy.
I might have to start watching it.
All right. Hey, have you either of you guys seen Sherlock and the American version? What's the American one called?
Oh, Elementary.
Yeah, have you seen both of them? All right, which one?
I like BBC Sherlock. I don't think any movie or any TV show period will compare to that. Like, Elementary doesn't even come close.
Not even close? Like, what do you like more about it?
Well, I think it's more true to the original.
Okay.
But I also just love Benedict Cumberbatch. I think he's the best.
Absolutely. Corey, favorite Benedict Cumberbatch role?
Ooh.
Ever?
Yeah.
Benedict.
And it can't be Sherlock.
Cumberbatch. Oh, Imitation Game.
Yes.
Imitation Game was
absolutely
lit.
An interesting
He was so good in that.
It was just, I don't know, every part of the movie just had you feeling like, oh my gosh.
I liked Star Trek. The Star Trek he was in.
He was also
That was a very different role for him.
Killer, but he still did well.
He what?
Still did well, though.
Yes, he did.
I liked him in that.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. Corey. The Office or Parks and Recreation?
Boy, you better have the right answer here.
Yeah, I have a clear favorite.
So.
It rhymes with Shush Moffus.
I enjoy The Office. And I like certain characters on The Office a lot. But then on Parks and Rec, I like all the characters equally. But in terms of enjoyment, I don't know. I feel like it's a tie, and that's my answer, and you can't make me change.
That's not okay.
That's a horrible answer.
Well,
whatever. It's fine.
That's
Am
what
I allowed
give
to
you.
Ask you the same question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, The Office or Parks and Recreation, there's still a clear answer, and
the
I need
Office.
You to pick. Oh, that's the wrong one.
No.
That is the wrong answer.
Fight me, Emma McCloud.
Okay, here's what I want to know. I'm doing like a general survey.
Good.
Of like the campus and the world.
Okay.
Which one did you watch first?
The Office.
Okay, everyone always likes the one they watched first more.
Okay,
what's your empirical evidence for this?
Everyone I've asked.
Wow, that's so that'll hold up in a court of law, Emma.
Which means you're just biased.
All right. So how about all of you listeners out there of Logoria?
That's us three so far.
So if you guys want to weigh in to help Emma have some. You know, more
it's
reputable
Parks and Recreation
data?
Is the correct answer.
Okay.
Everyone.
Or you could just send in what you think. Are you Team Emma with Parks and Rec or Team Clark with The Office?
Absolutely.
Or Team Corey with, I don't know, they're both pretty good. Let us know.
A Twitter. We'll have a Twitter maybe, and then we'll have a poll.
Inbox us at Logoria. Hopefully
at Logoria or at Logoria Podcast. We'll try and set it up after this recording session and hope one of those is
just
available.
Just for that survey.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, music-wise, let's do this. Katy Perry, Taylor Swift.
Just in general?
Yeah. Musically, not personally.
Taylor Swift, I think, but like not by much.
Not by much.
Because I feel like she's turning into Katy Perry a little bit recently, which isn't a good thing.
Snaps. Like that's a deep,
I can feel
analysis.
That. Corey, Katy Perry or Taylor Swift? Not musically, personally.
Not musically, personally.
Yeah, as people, which is your favorite?
Probably Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I was really prepared for the other version of that question.
I bet you were.
Katy Perry, but Taylor Swift. I don't know. Katy Perry.
I just feel like I could hang out with Taylor Swift.
Yes. She seems pretty chill. I actually have a friend who got to meet her. I don't know. So she seems confident and like a good artist and things like that. But like Katy Perry, she seems too dictated by.
Yeah, like you'd go for coffee with Katy Perry and then she'd stand up in the middle and start laughing and you'd be like, what? And then get dizzy and fall down and she slipped poison in your coffee.
I don't understand exactly what makes you think that about Katy Perry.
That's just my personal impression. Okay. All the times I've talked to her, it's been that sort of thing.
Okay.
So
I don't like your tilted stage.
Okay.
The role you make me play with a fool.
You went there.
Sing it, Corey.
Oh,
don't
gosh.
Just... No, sing it. I want to hear you sing it.
I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Are you?
We can have a section called Corey
if
Sings.
If he sings Taylor Swift, you have to do confrontation with both parts of whoever it is in layman.
All right, well, we'll save it. We'll save it. We will save this for a future episode when I can prepare. Get ready. I have to be dressed right. I can't wear a Christmas sweater.
Are you going to dress as Jean Valjean? Me.
Maybe. Maybe I will. I'll just walk in with a loaf of bread. I don't know. I asked my music questions.
It can't just be any loaf of bread. It has to be like a baguette, though.
A baguette? That seems stereotyping. Did they even have baguettes in the 1800s? I don't think so.
As a French major, I feel like I should know, but you know.
But you don't?
I'm just going to defer.
Defer. That's what I thought. All right. Musical questions.
All right. So, Clark, you've been listening to a lot of Beyonce lately.
Amen.
So I got a harder question for you. Beyonce or Taylor Swift?
Dun, dun, dun. Jeez.
Is that a real question?
You hate it's corny with it.
Wait, are you really thinking about that?
I am. I'm going to go with Beyonce because I think she's got more talent and I also think she's got better musical variety.
Okay.
But
okay.
I like Taylor Swift's pop music, but Beyonce's just got so much more to work with. And I just feel a lot of stress right now. I'm starting to sweat a little bit. It's fine. All right.
I know it makes sense. I mean, Beyonce has Jay-Z backing her. Taylor Swift, she had a boyfriend, and we've heard about every single one of them, seems like. But none of them, I think, are helping her have a successful career.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
What's up with that? Hey, boyfriends of Taylor Swift, be better.
She deserves more.
Be better.
She is a
nonsense.
Good person, I think. I don't
probably,
know.
Probably, according
she
to...
She wouldn't
better than Katy Perry.
Your
yeah, better than
we know
Katy
that.
Perry.
She's not going to poison your coffee, so, like, be nice. It's
yeah.
So easy.
All right, Emma, for you, the musical question. So, if you had to not be able to listen to any type of music, what music would you give up for the rest of your life?
It's country. That's
yeah, oh,
answer.
It's definitely country.
Why do people always
I
answer
like
country?
I don't like country music.
So like no
I'm
old
from
Taylor
like
Swift,
deep South
no
Alabama,
LeBron,
and I still don't like country.
Florida
so
Georgia Line. Nope.
I've tried everything, I guess.
Did you say Florida? That's not even country.
Okay, the
Florida
only
Georgia
country,
Line.
That's not country.
That's crop. It's country pop. I don't know what I said.
Crop.
Okay.
It's fine.
Does
Corey have a secret love of country?
I don't.
He looks a little bit offended.
Secretly love anything. I love Reba McEntire, and
you do
Julianne Hough, and just. I just have the people that I love, and it's my
fun.
Life.
I only like Zach Brown Band and Rascal Flatts.
I like the Eagles.
Okay, Rascal Flatts.
I'm calling the Eagles country.
That's not country.
Yeah, they are.
The Eagles?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
Are you thinking of, like, Lynyrd Skynyrd or something?
No, I am not. Listen to early Eagles.
Early Eagles. So is it like a Taylor
not
Swift?
Not like Hotel California.
It's like
I was
going
to say, I was thinking Hotel California, and
no,
I'm just like.
Hotel California is not, but listen to almost all their other songs.
Okay. I mean, that just comes from my lack of knowledge of the entire discography of Eagles. I'm sorry.
Why? How? Okay, fine. I forgive you this time.
This time. Emma.
All right. So I was going to ask Clark about Beyonce, too. Okay. Should you inform our listeners of what has happened in the last week?
I should. So I think it hasn't been the last week, but from like October 30th to November 6th or 7th,
yeah.
I only listened to Beyonce.
Only Beyonce.
Just for the heck of it.
Only Beyonce. And yeah, I cheated accidentally a couple times and purposefully once, maybe. But it was only for a song. And I learned a lot about Beyonce. I learned a lot about empowerment.
okay.
So I felt like as a WASP, I should feel more empowered. So, yeah.
Is that a critique of
what? No, it's not a critique. It was sarcasm.
okay.
So, yeah, that's been. I had a week with Beyonce. It was interesting. I don't know.
So, I was gonna ask if I was
Corey,
just.
Stop.
Are you going to listen to Beyonce again? Like to listen to Beyonce again, or to never listen to Beyonce again?
To listen at some point, and like, I like her discography more and more the more it goes. Like. Lemonade is solid. Four and her self-titled are also really good albums. The farther back it goes, the less likely I am to listen to it.
Okay.
It gets to be more baby-making music, and I'm just not a fan of.
Yeah.
You don't want to make no babies?
Corey said that with such a straight face. Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's still straight.
I don't. I don't right now. No. No baby-making okay. right now. Thank you, Corey. So,
saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Corey. Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, yes.
Or Rascal Flatts.
Okay, that's Rascal Flatts. That's
really
that's an easy
what's your
one.
Favorite Rascal Flatts song?
I thought you loved Florida Georgia Line.
I just like a lot of things that they do. I like of course like Route 66.
Oh, no.
I mean, but I was just like, they also do, gosh, I'll Be Home for Christmas. They
did you just say your favorite Rascal Flatts song was
I'll Be Home for Christmas?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just
Corey,
saying.
Like, that is what you said.
I'm just saying, as a group, they just have these certain songs that I really
like. I
hope
they don't ever hear this. Because they'll stop making music.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. Because, I mean, even if it's a Christmas song, it's still like a country Christmas song, right? Like
okay.
it's country rendition.
That's
of
being
it.
Like my favorite Frank Sinatra song is the Lord's Prayer, which he has on the end of his Christmas album. And actually, confession, my favorite Frank Sinatra song is the Lord's Prayer.
Okay, so if you can say that, I can say.
Fine.
I'm not even saying that that's my favorite song.
Emma, what is your favorite, not that artist song from an artist?
So
I've got the Lord's Prayer from Frank Sinatra. He's got a Christmas song from Rascal Flatts. What's your artist you know?
Like CeeLo Green sings like Mary Did You Know, which is lit if you have not listened to
is
it. But, you know, songs like that.
My favorite Justin Bieber songs are his whole Christmas album.
Okay.
Does that count?
Okay.
All right, well, Emma might join us next. I don't know.
Those are my absolute all-time favorites, but also,
okay.
like, they're up there.
Okay.
Okay, see, that's what I was saying.
We'll accept it. It's fine. All right, well, that's the end of Ripe Fruit. Because you have to pick the good one.
Ripe fruit.
All right. Now we're going into our last segment.
The future.
Okay.
Those are future noises,
those
in case
future.
You were wondering.
Yeah. There wasn't any robot noises. I'm a little... good.
There we go.
All right. So this is just where we're going to talk about stuff that's coming out soon that we're excited about. So... Black Panther. Let's talk about this. Never mind. Which company's producing it? I'm not even going to pretend like I know.
Disney.
Okay, so it's Marvel?
Yeah, Marvel. It's Marvel, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an Avenger.
Yep, he is.
Wait, is he?
How many Avengers do we have?
Okay, so it's like one of those things.
I'm still confused about his
story. Okay, he's a superhero in the Marvel Universe. Am I going to say he's an Avenger? Maybe. I don't know. Not exactly.
I hope he's not an Avenger.
See, I grew up with knowing a lot about like the DC Universe, and you had like the Justice League, and the Justice League Unlimited had the Extended Justice League. But with Marvel, I don't know if the Avengers are that open, you know,
you
to who they let in.
You guys the Justice League and Unlimited Justice League and the Super Deluxe Unlimited Justice League. And if you guys remember the season 2 Christmas special where Justice League joined with Justice League Unlimited and made... the Ultra Deluxe Combo number 3 Justice League.
See, that wouldn't even make sense. But you know what? I'm not even going to go there. But to answer the question, I think for all intents and purposes, you know, we'll just say Black Panther's a part of the Avengers.
Okay. So thoughts about it? I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
I hope he's different. That's my thing.
Did you see Civil War?
Yes. And that's why I'm like excited, because I think he'll be different.
He
but
looks
also
different.
But
he
also
looks,
Marvel
you said,
hold on. Let me explain.
Okay. Okay.
By Black he looks Panther different.
Looks different.
I didn't mean that.
Okay.
I didn't mean character.
What about him looks different, Clark?
I know. I didn't mean characteristics wise. I meant the way he thinks. And
the way he thinks looks different.
Listen to this, boy. Let me try and explain. All right.
I'll let you try.
I'm going to explain my way out
of
this. Okay, go. I'm in my corner. I'm going to crawl up the wall now. I back myself in there. So I think he's going to have a different kind of storyline, because we've had the same exact thing play out time and time again. Just in the way he acts, in the way he moves around, the way he talks with people. He's just fresh, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be different than
that. I think he's going to be like the Batman of Marvel.
Ooh. If that happens, I will be
That's
so
what I'm
happy.
Hoping.
Yeah.
That's what I'm expecting.
I feel like he has some Batman-esque, you know, qualities.
Kind of dark. I don't know.
Kind of dark.
Next. Next. Next up, we're going to be we're talking about Star Wars.
Episode 8.
I'm very excited. I'm going to go see it one of the first couple nights. So, Emma, you've seen a few of the Star Wars more recently. Do you have any thoughts about it?
I'm not a big Star Wars person. Like,
that's
I don't
fine.
Know.
What?
Like, I've been kind of mildly disappointed with them. Like,
oh, you saw was Rogue One.
Everyone's so disappointed in me.
It's fine.
I don't know. I just
we're
like,
not mad.
They weren't bad.
Just disappointed.
They just didn't like blow my mind.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the old, like the hype is that it was when it was like new, it was really good, like just amazing for its time, and then now people have nostalgia for it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather watch the first Star Wars than the new Star Wars.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. That's fair. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see who's good and who's bad. By the end of this movie and by the end of episode 9, because I think there's going to be some good, evil role reversals, and I'm very excited for that.
Hmm. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Ask a question.
Leia.
Dead.
In real life.
Yeah.
But she's going to... Did she finish this movie?
Okay, so in the trailer, it like pretty much shows the place that she is being blown up.
I don't know. Wait, well, the trailer looks like that, but I don't know. I think they might want you to think that, and they might not.
So they're just going to keep her? What are they going to do, Corey?
Have you seen the Fast and Furious franchise?
No.
Okay.
I have culture and class.
Okay. Well, I say that there was a character who died, and they had, like, his brother fill in, and Michael Jackson performed a concert. I mean,
after he was in Tupac's. Tupac. Still coming around.
He probably on tour right now.
I
he probably
you meant in the Star Wars film.
Yeah,
no.
Have you not seen Michael Jackson and Tupac's appearance in episode 5?
Yeah.
Ah, it's so good. All right. So next up, let's talk about a couple shows. So Stranger Things, Corey's already seen it. He's not allowed to talk. This is for Emma and myself. Emma, are you going to watch Stranger Things this holiday season or like sometime soon?
Okay, I had officially decided I wasn't going to.
Okay.
And then every time I'm in a class, the beginning of our class discussion is always Stranger Things, and I'm always the one who doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, I'm going to watch it. I don't like sci-fi usually, so I'm going to watch it because I need to be culturally relevant.
Yep. I'm excited for season 2. I really liked season 1, so it's going to be good.
I heard that season 1 had better character development, and that also makes me sad.
I've heard different
things. Well, it just depends on what
Corey,
What?
Corey?
Huh? Huh?
Thank you, Corey. All right. Next up, Black Mirror. Emma, have you seen Black Mirror?
Mm-mm.
It is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. So a rundown of what Black Mirror is. So it's this...
It's the Twilight Zone, but with technology and in the modern
day. Like, the Black Mirror is like your... like imagine like a screen of some sort, like your phone screen. It's like a Black Mirror.
Because
when your phone goes off, it's like a mirror and it's black. Wow. But it's really showing all these things that basically what could go wrong. And the creepy thing about Black Mirror versus like the Twilight Zone
it's
and stuff
almost,
like that.
It's like
with Black Mirror, some of the stuff is like really it could happen. Like, everything's possible. Like, it's very unlikely and all. But
like, what if it did?
But exactly. It's like, what if? Like,
is
we're
it
like
blow your mind or like yes, scare you?
Both.
Both. It blows your mind with how scared you are.
Look, I just watched my first horror movie like 2 weeks ago.
First?
Really?
See, it was the worst experience of my life.
See, I didn't watch really a horror movie until this summer when I saw Babadook. Like, I really hadn't.
Oh my gosh, the Babadook.
It's a good movie. You fight me on this, Corey.
I mean, that's fine. But Black Mirror, we're really excited because it's supposed to be released 2017, and okay, that's almost over. Season 4 is supposed to be released 2017, and we have like a month and a half.
Where's the first 3 seasons?
They're on Netflix.
They're on Netflix.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go binge watch them over.
They are so good. And we'll talk about it when you get back.
Yes. To be honest, that's I have not even watched all of them because there's like certain episodes that I was like.
You should watch all of them. They're very intense.
Should I not watch them alone? I shouldn't watch them alone.
Well, they're not like scary. A lot of them are like, well, there's like, I can think of one that is just scary, but a lot of them are just like cringy or like really like
creepy
or just like gross or just.
So watch them with a pal. Watch them with a pal.
I'll get a pal.
Watch them with Garrett.
Okay.
Do it. Shout out to Garrett. We love you.
Love you, Garrett. We won't say his last name because anonymity.
Yeah. No last names except mine,
Garrett
apparently.
Smith.
Yep, Garrett Smith.
Johnson.
Emma Smith. Corey Smith.
I'm Clark Smith.
Unless you want to rewind and see what his actual.
All right, music section. We just got one thing. Christmas music. It's coming up whether you like it or not.
It's already here depending on where you are. Special guest, Mariah Carey.
So, Corey, thoughts about Christmas music now, in the future, ever?
Now is too early.
You're right.
In the future.
100% correct.
If you want to play Christmas music while I'm Black Friday shopping, you know.
I will be asleep while you're Black Friday shopping.
Okay, that's fine. I'll wake you up with Christmas music.
Okay, good.
But I'm just always in the mood for Christmas music. I don't know. But in terms of making other people listen to it, I think that's inappropriate until the Christmas season.
Okay, fair.
I will listen to an album by myself in July. But I mean, it's just good music. Justin Bieber, Christmas album.
Christmas album. Okay. I think the only one worth listening to.
Frank Sinatra Christmas album.
Frank Sinatra, Michael Bublé.
Okay, the only one worth listening to is Michael Bublé, in my opinion. I will literally shuffle it for 30 days.
Yeah.
He has a magical voice.
Amy Grant has some songs.
Amazing. Ooh, Amy Grant, solid. Like, don't like the rest of her discography, but like, good stuff there.
Okay, good to know.
All right, well, I'm excited for Christmas.
I'm pumped. It's already here. It's here.
It is
Sorry,
here.
Corey.
Welcome to Christmas.
We're kind of wearing Christmas
Welcome
sweaters
Christmas.
Right now.
Corey and I are.
Actually.
We are matching as heck.
It wasn't on purpose. I did it for warmth, but
they're both
no
wearing
regrets.
Christmas sweaters. I didn't get the memo.
Corey, I actually last Christmas I went to Corey's house for a Christmas party, and I went up to his room and opened his closet, and I saw this sweater, and I thought, Corey wears that sweater
a lot. I feel like
lot.
You're not supposed to go up to someone's room
nope.
and look at their
closet.
Exactly, Emma.
And
thanks.
Then I took his sweater, and I wore it, and his family was like,
Corey has a sweater like
that. Is Corey's sweater. That's no, the food that he spilled on it last night while we were eating. And Corey
and I
was
put
like,
it back in the closet.
Yep.
Apparently.
And so now the sweater's mine and I haven't given it back. I've had it for a year.
But it looks like Corey bought another one.
I did.
It
was time for me
similar.
To upgrade. It is actually very similar. I have a taste.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. This has been Logoria.
Logoria.
Corey, that wasn't a good enough whisper.
Give me another
try. All right. Thank you for joining us for Logoria.
Logoria.
Ew. Horrifying. Ew, stop. We're done. So we'll have another episode in a couple weeks. Thank you guys for listening. Leave us feedback and then check us out on Twitter @Logoria or @Logoria Podcast or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Give us feedback so we can get better.
So
see ya.
Once again, are we going to give outros?
No.
Did you already stop it?
We should each have something we say.
What should we say?
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys?
Peace.
That's so dumb.
See you later.
See you later. All right. Well, my name's Clark.
And I'm Emma.
And this is Corey.
And this has been
Logoria.